Looking ahead to Hanukkah, of course, we say Al HaNisim over the course of Hanukkah every single time that we daven Shmoneh Esrei or that we bench. And this is a significant component of our observance of Hanukkah, not to be overlooked. The days were established, it says, as Yimei Halel V'Hoda. So this is Hoda. This is the thanks that we give, at least a central part of the thanks that we give for the events of Hanukkah. It's not easy to remember every single time over the course of Hanukkah, every Shmoneh Esrei, every time in bench. It's not uncommon that a person might at some point forget to say Al HaNisim, and we know that one does not repeat Shmoneh Esrei or repeat Birchas HaMazon for skipping Al HaNisim. But what happens if a person remembers that he didn't say Al HaNisim and he's still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei or in the middle of benching? So Shulchan Aruch says, Tav Resh Pei Beis, that if you're still in that bracha, even if you're at the very end, even if you already said Baruch Atah, but you didn't say Hashem at the end of the bracha, then you still say Al HaNisim. Once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, it's all over, and you just keep going, and you do not say Al HaNisim. There is an interesting discussion, because there are other places in Shulchan Aruch with regard to other insertions into Shmoneh Esrei or into benching, where that's not exactly the case. For example, with regard to Mashiv HaRuach, Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Yudalid that if you skip Mashiv HaRuach and you remember after Baruch Ato Hashem Mechai Yameisim, but before you start the next bracha, you can still say it right then, as long as you didn't start the next bracha yet. We consider it to be that you're still in the previous bracha. Or Yalav Yavo, same discussion. So how come over here the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention such a possibility? And in fact, there are some Achronim who say in Achanami that you would, even if you said Baruch Ato Hashem Hatov Shemcha L'chano El HaHodos, you would still be able to put in Al HaNisim, mentioned in the Shari Tshuva there on the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Resh Pei Beis. However, the general opinion amongst the poskim is that that's not the case. And the Shulchan Aruch himself says in Siman Reish Tzadi Dalid that this idea to be able to add in an insertion after the bracha is already finished, before you start the next bracha, that's limited, at least in application, as far as the Shulchan Aruch is concerned, that's limited to insertions for which we would make you repeat Shmoneh Esrei or repeat benching. But something like Atzachon Antanu, which is his discussion there, or Yal V'Yavo on the first night of Rosh Chodesh, and the Mishnah Berurah clarifies elsewhere as well, Al HaNisim, so we wouldn't say that. There is a Machlokas HaRishonim if you are able to stick in the insertion after the bracha is over, and we're not going to take that chance for something that we wouldn't make you repeat Shmoneh Esrei for or repeat benching for. So once you say Baruch Ato Hashem, you just keep on going. However, the Rama adds that in benching, you can still say Al HaNisim at the end. In the Harachamon section, you have a special Harachamon you can put in. Harachamon hu yasa lo nisim, kamosha, shasis lo avasenim, bazman hazen, bimei matisyo. And the Mishnah Berurah adds the same thing in Shmoneh Esrei as well. If a person forgets Al HaNisim, and he kept on going, and he remembers, so he can say in Elokai Nitzor, at the end of Elokai Nitzor, he can also say, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can also say Al HaNisim at that point, also Belashon Bakasha. So a person would say, HaRachamon Hu Yasa Lanu Nisim, or HiRatzon Shetasa Lanu Nisim, Kmo Shasis La'av Hosein, B'mei Mizman HaZeh, B'mei Matis Yo, and that way you can still get it in. It's interesting that he says that you have to say Belashon Bakasha. The reason we say Al HaNisim to begin with in Modim is because that's the bracha of Hodah. It's really Hodah. Why should it have to be framed B'lashon Bakasha? He doesn't really explain. Apparently, since the context of Elokai Nitzor is Bakasha, it's Tachanunim. So therefore, in order to make that transition, or in order to fit in with that context, so it would have to be B'lashon Bakasha. It's interesting to note that Rav Avadya Yosef, in his Shuvah Nichavedas, Hey Memtes, writes that you could, without even discussing, without even relating to the fact that he's saying differently than the Mishnah Berurah, just writes, and if you forget it, in Shmoneh Esrei, you can stick it in Elokai Nitzor, and you just say, Modim Anachnu Lach, that you did Nisim, Shasiso Nisim, you know, Bayimim Ha'im, Mezman HaZeh, Bimei Matis Yo. So he says it, Belashon Hodah, without any discussion of this topic. Apparently he understands that, what's Elokai Nitzor? What's the Tachanunim at the end of the Tefillah? That we're still on the Bifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not officially Shmoneh Esrei. We have a chance to address Hashem, so we can put in Tachanunim. And similarly, why can't we put in also extra Hodah? So that's the way, that's the lashon that he uses. Just a fascinating final Ha'ara, not relevant for this year, but in Sefer HaLichos Shlomo writes that if the first night is Lel Shabbos. So then we light the candles early, of course. We have to light before Shkia. So many places we would try to daven Mincha and then be able to go light the candles and then come back and daven Kabbalah Shabbos. But let's say that that's not possible. So a person lights before he davens Mincha. So then he's going to daven Mincha and it's not really Chanukah yet. Do you say, oh, Nisim, you already lit Chanukah candles? So Rav Shlomo Zalman claims that even though it's still Chav Dal Kislev, you would say Al Nisim already, that once you lit the candles, you already made it into the Yimei Halal Ve'odah, and you would say Al Nisim as well. Have a great day, and please, if possible, stack a few chairs.